Well, we started the fifth parak. We didn't, we're, I think
Yeah,
we're,
we didn't get into it.
yeah.
Okay, so I saw my Martha Varlam, and I don't know what to say for here. I saw my Martha Perak Akari Parakhani Tisha Havi. So the Gemara's breach is not in my Mahabit. Shenema Bzvashem Shmaim Nasu. Obviously, it was with a Dvar Hashem. Yesh lahakshis. Yacha, the breish is nami maima. Loma loik siva yirma lakim yishmaim varetz. So why doesn't it say taka there? I want to add a certain nakuda. You know, when we say basram amaris devarilam, when we think the Dvar Hashem shmaim nasu, we tend to think of deeper as meaning Riyasolo, creation. So so what's the Havamina? Is the Havamina that everything was created except for Shmaim Baretz? When it says Rasan Rizorilam and the Gemara answers Bracious Nami Maima Havi, is there a Havamina that wasn't created? Or is the Havamina that was created with Dibur? Or is created with something else? I think that the Havamina is that it was created with Dibur. Now, Lamayin Afkamina, in Aldar HaPshat, Dibur only means something which is a effortless. You know, the marshal that the Sfarim all use is a Dibur is something which is below Le'usa, and it's, you know, just doesn't take any big deal just, you know, to say something. So here also. The mashmos over here is that it's actually a something. So I think he doesn't obviously talk about this, he's not saying this, but Dibur is something which means, like it says, Yechaveh or Bidvar Hashem Shainatsu or Hashem Dibur. All of the pu'ulos that are called Diburim give over a certain message besides the fact of their existence. So, if somebody sends me flowers, so let's say even if there's no note with it, but his sending me flowers says something, where we sometimes say it speaks volumes. So, it is something intended. If something happened to fall off, somebody was going by with a whole shipment of flower pots and one of them fell off and landed on my porch, I could say, you know, flowers were delivered to my porch or got delivered to my porch, but the flowers don't say anything. Those in Yanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with Dibur are things that have in themselves, that they also can be darshan. They also have certain mashmos. So we say Asrama Moriz Devar Olam, it means there is something that is, there's a mashmos to that we can darshan in those things that he created. So Breish is also my, even Breish is, I could have thought that Breish is belongs to something which Bechal is not Shaykhim to even to think about it. So he says, no, it is Shaykh. Why doesn't it say it? He says that even though there is a Dibur associated with it, that Dibur itself does not, is belongs in the realm of that you're not allowed to darshan of Ma'al Afanim and so on. So I want to explain that point about this. There's something that's called Ma'ase Breishis and Ma'ase Merkava. The those Yanim that are also to be misnomered are things that you don't darshan. You're not chayker. You're not back directly, but it leaves some sort of imprint for the Hemshech. More specifically, Peiros HaSoid is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, even though it's not overtly in the Bria. It's not something that I can be toifis and get a handle on, but it's something that I can the hair in its own way, in its own language. Idrush and Chakira and Pshat are not shoiled on anything beforehand. But if I know that there was an Amira there, it means there will be some remnant of it, some side of it, some remnant of it in the Bria as the Bria stands. So that's one Pshat. Ovikse Breish Bar Lekim Shemashu Bibria. Oide Shetaret. She'af Olgav, the Breish is not my Mahavet. In a day when I'm a Bresha Shama Mor, Kiloshin Amira Bal Dibu Prati, Shai Oima Dabaze, Abjibura Shamayim Varet, Nicho Baze, Koha Oilam, Beina Dibu Prati, Shai Kodivri Rish, Ola Fika Hoshai Hamira, Shai Pirushe Ba Amira Varatna Ze Shamish Nibar Shai Varet, Shai Kain Amir Bukhol Mokum Bal in your Prati,
function of deeper, then
recover Mayim Meit Yamim, and there's a Dibur of this. So each one of these is a Dibur, because Yamim are specific, and Yesha is specific, and so on. But when in the so-called Dibur that is everything, then I cannot hear a Dibur, because I don't have it contrasted with. If everything's included, everything's included. There's nothing that I can define as yes or no or whatever.
Talking to myself, I'm not being medaber, I'm Omer.
is something that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own kaviyachol. It teaches me something, I guess, b'yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas dibur is something that talks to us. But he says the Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. He said basically what dibur means is it was projected to us. It was given to us. It was whatever was to us. So yes, in every dibur there's two parts. There's an element of communicating it to the other, giving it over to the other person, and there's an element of my taking a part, defining a part of my makshavis and so on. So dibur certainly exists at the in Bereishis, even Bereishis, because Bereishis was communicated to us. At the end of the day, it's everything. So where you're being matgish be'ikir, the communication outwards to us, that applies. That's what we have dibur. Amira is I have defined a chelik of my machshava. So since for us this is the kalkulei, we don't see it like that. We don't deher the other part of where it's coming from. So that's the difference between you could say b'dvar Hashem shvayim nasu, because certainly the fact that we see it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has communicated to us. But when we look and say this is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's elements of that he brought out, Shemayim is the klal of everything, and that's not shayach. Okay, v'loik siv v'idaba l'kim yishayim. So why don't you start the Torah v'idaba? K'losh dibu l'ibarak ala dibu shechit hakol v'vat. V'zod nim shayim v'aret. Rak nivru v'meshe mashma min adibu shir nivroim. V'zeh amira v'ein z'masha b'losh dibu. He says, the dibur, he says, is primarily the physical, what comes out of your mouth. It's not shayach to say that by dabel kip yishayim v'aretz, but it's something that the bria part of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather than from his communication to us. The communication to us is secondary to it having come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, oi, ke dibur ein le mekabel, urai le zeh shetim to loshen li v'lo yetzel dibur. U'bechol mokem shekosuv li v'lo yetzel dibur, pirusha olai v'olav. Vesh v'esha zol etzel dibarti l'cha. By the Baal Torah, it says, whatever I spoke about you. It's not a transitive verb. Bata mevua ke dibu shuchit ha kol bovat ein lo mekabel. Rak hamir shen yenea meshav kabel va.